So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. All right, Keith Altman was our guest before. He's the attorney for Holly and Asselin Magalengo, a former principal of K. Altman Law, nationally recognized specializing in student defense and complex cases. He joins us because it was just a short period of time ago. The media, other than the Bucks County paper, hasn't caught up to this. They still have the same stories up from 3 or 4 weeks ago when Judge Wendy Beadlestone, here in federal court, just went outside the bounds, in my view, of reality in rejecting all the arguments that were made over a young woman in cross country who faced a male and asked the schools to try to prevent that from happening based upon Title IX and a million other things, including executive orders, PIAA. And now they've instantly turned around and they're appealing that. And this is a really interesting case because it's right here. It has all the earmarks of what's going on with this nonsense and more. Keith joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Keith Altman, welcome back. So, Keith, pretty quick turnaround time, which is good. While so much so, as I said, the media hasn't even covered it other than the Bucks County paper.
Thanks for having me. Well, yes, you know, we filed the appeal quickly, although the appeal court wants us to jump through a few hoops.
Okay.
With the district court, basically, we have to tell the district court some of the claims were dismissed with what's called without prejudice, which means technically the case, we could refile those claims.
Right.
And as a result, the Court of Appeals has some trouble with that because the case is not finalized. But we intend to file what's called a notice of no intent to amend.
Okay.
Which basically tells the district court, we're not going to amend the complaint. We think what we've got is good to go. And please issue a final order so that then we're back properly up at the Court of Appeals. And I'm just not surprised that it has to get to that level to try to resolve this issue.
Well, one of these cases is going to go to the Supreme Court where they're going to finalize it. And I think it's pretty clear to me, based upon everything, which way they're going to go. It just depends on, I guess, the technicality in some of them. So, Keith, what is the central argument here? I think that the judge said stuff like, well, you should have brought this up before the meet, I guess. How can you expect to say you were damaged in any way that you didn't bring it up before they actually raced? What are you on appeal trying to have the court look at?
Well, that really, you know, that really is not super relevant, because the issue is whether it could be repeated again.
Okay.
And that's what the court really needs to look at. You could, you know, as of right now, this can happen over and over and over again. And so because it can be repeated again, I think it's not appropriate to say, well, you didn't raise it then, so you've waived it for all time. That's just simply not true. And that's one of the clear, this has come before the Supreme Court many times where, you know, they said, well, it's moot because, you know, this person's done. No, but it could happen again. So I don't think that has tremendous weight here. But, you know, a real concern of mine, and obviously I think a lot about this, is where are the limits on this? So let's say, for example, I decide that I identify as a cat. Does
right.
that make me a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that I should be, you know, treated as if I was a cat? Does that mean, you know, maybe that's a little bit absurd, but one could see a consistent pattern of people simply saying, well, it doesn't matter what I really am. I identify as this.
Well, and Keith, in Jersey, as I understand it, when this went in Jersey, for example, to your point, it's ludicrous. You can opt out of identifying as the opposite sex, but then you can opt in, and there's no time limit. I guess it could be within 5 minutes that you can do this stuff.
And that's clearly a problem. It's just, you know, how does anybody know how to act when you don't, you know, you can't assume somebody's gender based on a name. You can't assume somebody's gender identity based on how they look. It just makes it incredibly, I think, difficult to have really no guidance. Now, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. I think people should be able to, you know, have the freedom to be who they think they are. That has nothing to do with this, but there still has to be, you can't change fundamental biology. I mean, I can't say I'm an alien, you know, I'm an alien from, you know, from Pluto.
Now,
Keith,
in addition to that, didn't we have more guidance when this was ruled upon by the judge? It wasn't a couple years ago. We have the PIAA and the stuff that was supposed to go into that. How does that play out as far as having someone arbitrate this even before it gets to a judge?
Well, I just think, you know, I think it's not something that should be arbitrated.
Okay.
I think there is just simple biology. Yeah, you know, it's not as if we, you know, in this context, it's not as if we're dealing with where the biologies are equal. They are not. They are different. Males typically have higher physical capabilities than females. That's just biology. And so it's an unlevel playing field in the first place. And keep in mind, the reality of the situation is, you know, that male sports have no sexual definitions whatsoever. Anybody can compete in a male sport if you can make the team.
Yes,
female
exactly.
Female sports are somewhat different. They're different to give, you know, females a chance that they might not have, you know, that they might not have. You know, look, if the Athletic Association wants, create a mixed league.
Exactly.
You know, which is equally open to males and females. I think that'd be great. I'd have no issue with that. Now, of course, there are some difficulties that are hard to manage, and I don't have good answers to, but what do you do about locker rooms? What do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do if you have a trans female who still has male genitalia, who decides he wants to shower, you know, he's on the team and wants to shower with females.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do we do with that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
right.
Do we say no? You can't do that. You have to shower by yourself. Do they say to the females, they have to do this, or they can find another place to shower? I wish I knew the answer to those questions.
Exactly.
They were going to be facing those for a long time. But there is one way that you can have a clear guideline: is that you cannot simply will your way out of your biology.
Exactly. So,
okay.
Yep.
If you're,
right. That, yeah, Keith. So I was going to ask timelines on this. How long before we see what happens next?
Well, once we clear up this issue with the Court of Appeals, and we will, and it's possible we might have to dismiss the appeal and then refile it. We'll deal with that. I would expect that, you know, realistically, it's going to be a year probably before we do this, by the time all the briefing is done and everything. Mm. And, you know, that's okay. I'd rather take the time and get it right than rush through it and, you know, and leave things on the floor. So, you know, unfortunately, appeals take a while. But and this could go up to the, you know, could go up to the Supreme Court. You know, I think it will go to the Supreme Court. Is it going to be our case? I don't know. We've been at the Supreme Court. We had two terrorism cases up there a couple of years ago. So I've been there. And it's, an awesome experience. And if this is the right case, but I think the Supreme Court's going to have to weigh in on this.
Well, our money is on you because you're our guy. You're willing to come on and talk about it. So we're hoping it makes its way to the Supreme Court. Keith, stay in touch and thank you. Thanks for what you're doing and thanks for coming on today.
And thanks for having me on anytime. Let me know. Bye.
Thank you, Keith. Keith Altman here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need do is to just push #1210 and you'll get in. Hit us on the side question also. All right. So I just saw we're still monitoring what's going to happen with SEPTA tonight, the Eagles, et cetera. Good for FanDuel that they did this. But I'm looking at the Democrats who yesterday gathered to push to say the outrage of people having to face this. Of course, they don't blame SEPTA. They just blame Republicans. And one jumped out at me. Listen to this guy, right, who would never come on the show, I'm sure. Representative Sean Dougherty from Northeast Philadelphia. How did Northeast Philadelphia elect another Dougherty here? How did that happen? While I'm grateful to FanDuel for covering rides for Thursday's game, we can't gamble with the livelihoods of Philadelphia. Oh, nicely played, Sean. Ugh. Then he goes on to say, we can't gamble with the future of our school children. We can't gamble with the lives of our senior citizens who rely on mass transit to get to and from medical appointments. We have to stop, wait for it, Henry, the gamble, and have to, as our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, said, keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is that we fund mass transit. Oh, what a brilliant politician.
You can't use gamble twice in the same.
Well, wait a minute. He used it. Let's count them here. Let's see with the live. We can't gamble with the livelihoods of Philadelphia. We can't gamble with the future of school children. We can't gamble, third, lives of senior citizens. And we have to stop the gamble. That's four times. And as Jalen Hurts says, keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is we have to fund mass transit. Oh, man, brilliant writers over there. This guy's going to be president someday.
Yeah.
Sean, come on the show and tell us that with SEPTA having all this money sitting right there. Sherelle Parker kind of dipped into it, the city money, so that kids would get to school. They could have done it with the Eagles fans. They didn't have to rely on FanDuel.
Could have used the thesaurus as well.
Yeah. How about putting, all right, roll the dice. At least put roll the dice
in. Yeah, something bet.
Yes, like, yeah, bet, or let's say the over-under. What's the over-under? Yeah, throw something in there. Or give us a tip on tonight's game. And by the way, I got the over-and-under of the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles -7.5.
Go yeah, minus seven and a half, and 60,000 riders.
That'd be relatable.
Yeah, 50,000 will get home. But, Gamp, it's just looking at this stuff from these people. Meanwhile, George Baquetto is riding in like Robin Hood and settling things. That's exactly what's happened here. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Hit us on the side. Come on, all-time anti-hero, Terrell Owens, in town. I guess he'll be here, too, for the game. Just brilliant by WIP yesterday. Hit us with that anti-hero, 855-839-1210. Okay.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, you're with Dom, Ray Dittinger a little bit later on, and Matt Rooney, this new poll that's out, really breaking it down for you in Jersey. It ought to be inspirational as far as Jack Cettarelli closing right there against Mikey Sherrill. But that doesn't mean it's relaxation. It means, though, it tells you that things are rolling along if we keep them going. A couple of things. One, EJ Antoni, I don't know if he can come on yet, but we're after him because tomorrow will be the first jobs report. You know, it comes down the first Friday of every month, the first report that we get involving his takeover of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, at least on a temporary basis. We hope he gets confirmed. And there was a story today saying the consensus was that jobs numbers are down. Uh-oh. You know, breaking through this, who's telling the truth, who's cooking the books? That doesn't always come down to that. Look at the crime stats in Baltimore and Washington, right? Look at what was going on in the Biden administration with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition to that, on his watch, if he's way off from where they were today, it's going to be interesting how that gets broken down. So that'll be a big moment tomorrow when we see his first time. He's a great guy, brilliant guy. One of the best guests that we've ever had on. The other thing is that our buddy Chris Tramaglia, who I met way back when at the University of Penn, now is an editor at the Washington Examiner. He's got quite a story up in which he shows how, since 2018, Chicago has had more deaths, more murders, homicides, than throughout the Iraq War. 4,580 to 4,432, okay? And that doesn't include then the other aspects of the war. I mean, it's a lot more when you include that. But he's got a column up on it today, just another example of what's going on in a place like Chicago. The watchword today is that there's going to be a big enforcement imminent in Chicago around illegal immigration. that it's coming sooner rather than later, not just the issue of the National Guard there, that you're going to see this, I think, even before the weekend, maybe even tomorrow. All right, the RFK Jr. stuff was great theater today. A lot of interesting stuff talked about. And as I said, RFK did say, when he went back and forth with Cassidy, that Trump does deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did around Operation Warp Speed on the vaccine. Now, that doesn't mean that there were not things that were not revealed by the drug companies. And then the decision, you got to be vaccinating people that are young males, myocarditis, or young kids. We know all that. And it's still ongoing where the other side is. We haven't had a day of reckoning in an election around COVID. That might be the only thing that settles where it lands, but it was quite a battle today. I mean, some of the stuff here back and forth was pretty elevated, pretty heated, to put it mildly. Okay, let's go to the Earl of Tacony in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, can I say something about RFK real quick?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, RFK is not a doctor. Sometimes he says some really stupid things.
Right.
But I support RFK because the thing with RFK is asking the questions. Is something safe? I mean, you're probably old enough to remember. I remember there used to be cigarette commercials where they used to say 4 out of 5 doctors smoke cigarettes because cigarettes are safe.
Right.
Well, who said that the cigarettes are safe? Well, the people that make the cigarettes. I mean, we have people that are making food preservatives. They're not poisonous. You know, they tested them. It's like, well, they're not poisonous, and people aren't getting sick from food poisoning. A lot of people used to die from food poisoning, so food preservatives are a good thing. But now that we know that they're safe, are they harming us in other ways? Do they cause obesity? And we're being told, well, you can't look into that because they're safe. Well, they're not toxic, but let's see if they're causing other problems and find substitutions for them.
Well, look, I'm all fine with that. I just am waiting. The autism thing and the vaccine and all that, I am leaning the other way. He definitely leans the way to say that vaccines are causing that. I think there are other reasons. We'll see when that one comes down. But overall, I agree with you. And he raised the issue. Why do we have so much chronic disease? Why has there not been more of an attempt to pinpoint that and do something about it? He gave more than he got today, particularly in the beginning. It was excellent.
Yeah, like I said, he's not telling people they can't. He's just bringing up the point. You know, this is a potential problem. You know, it's your choice. You know, make the decision. He says, you know, I don't think that the COVID vaccine is safe. You can still take it. It's still available. But we're not going to sell it to you like they were in the past where they said you have to take it. And that is... they're criticizing it, but he's being fair-handed in the whole deal.
Well, there's only one more thing here, though, as far as this mandatory nature, particularly some vaccines with kids. There is something called herd immunity, and as fewer and fewer people don't take it, if they choose with their kids, you lessen the effectiveness of the vaccine. That's going to be a big debate. And I understand individual choice here. But that's one of the secrets of vaccines, particularly with kids. Now, we're over-vaccinating in a place like Jersey. It's obvious. But the basics, how are we going to come down? Individual right or herd immunity when you go to school?
Well, you're right. We are over-vaccinating because the original purpose of vaccines was because you would get a disease and you would die.
Right.
And you get the vaccine and now people aren't dying. But what's happening is we're now coming up with vaccines for things that make you uncomfortable.
Right.
So very few, if anybody, dies. It's like, why are we vaccinating people, you know, against just being uncomfortable? It's like the chicken pox. Very few people, if anybody, dies from chicken pox, but we have a chicken pox vaccine. Why? I've had it. You probably had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's inconvenient. You're scratchy for a week. You know, as long as you don't scratch the marks,
right,
you don't get a scar. You know, no one would ever know that you had chicken pox. But we're vaccinating against because they insisted on having vaccines for all of these things when we don't need them for all of them.
Absolutely. So, Earl, what's the side today? Who's an anti-hero?
I'm going to tie it into what we just talked about. I'm going to go with a man who asked questions, and it's going to be Copernicus, who determined that the Earth revolves around the sun. He went up against religion and the church and went against all conventions and was actually kicked out of the church because he said Earth was not the center of the universe, and that you can believe in religion and you can believe in science at the same time.
All right. I think he's a hero, but okay, I'll accept anti-hero on that. I mean, Copernicus has always been directly a hero to me. The others were nuts.
I guess it depends on the point of view.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So that's what we're looking for today. Terrell Owens, classic example of it. Real or fictional, coming off his appearance here. Ray Dittinger. So, Henry, you think he's landing at 2:30. You're landing planes there. The Rooney plane might land at 2, and then Ray Dittinger at 2:30, right?
I think it's going to be the other way around.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
We'll see. We'll see. Right. One of those. That's how it'll land. I don't know. I'm out on the airstrip right now with my lights, you know, waving them in. So
this will be cut 20. We just talked to the attorney for this girl, and I'm glad she said it to this guy and his family. You don't deserve to win. You're not a girl after the event, okay? That's been out there in the news again. Quakertown. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. All these schools are afraid, even though everything backs them up now. We told you Malcolm Gladwell, the Tipping Point guy, finally admitted yesterday in a big national podcast that he was just pretending that there was actually a question here. And now he says there's no question. And he went forward to say, hey, this is the way it should be. All right. So 855-839-1210. You get a line here. Here is a teacher back to school. Oh, where? In Camden, New Jersey. Now, she speaks in a way that is really offbeat to me, even though it's only 18 seconds. If I were a kid in the classroom, it might even be hard to understand. But one of her first acts, first day of school, is to let the kids know, really important, that she, and these are really young kids you'll see on YouTube, that she is non-binary. Here's the teacher.
Good morning, class. My name is Teacher Roby. I am non-binary. My pronouns are they, them. For example, they are a great art teacher. They taught us how to draw a stitch. It is super important to get our pronouns right. If you do make a mistake, I will politely correct you. No worries. That goes for me, too. So if I ever get your name or pronouns wrong, please correct me every single time.
All right. So it's an opening day, you know, reading, writing. I'm sure Camden schools are, breaking the atom, splitting the atom over there. Every day in the pre-K class, you got to get those pronouns right. Oh, how about in a sentence, in pronoun 10? No, not those pronouns, just the made-up ones that you use and throw around. That's what we have to get right. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. The opening remarks of RFK Jr. today were masterful, to put it mildly, and everything else about it was just top-notch. All right, jump on board. We'll talk with Ray Dittinger, Eagles tonight. Looks like things will be relatively smooth, given FanDuel jumping into the breach and really George Paquetto being the one that decided all this. Hey, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his service and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. This gives you more options, more time, more all that. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Just think about that. You got two prostodontists there now for the great care that you get with the Bentz Dental Group. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz, my dentist, my friend, great work he's done with me for over 10 years. Happy with all the improvements. You'll get the same treatment. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com. Call them now. Get that initial look-see with Dr. Bentz. You'll see what I mean, the Bentz difference, the care that you'll get. 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, this is Dom with you. Great side question today. Anti-hero coming off Terrell Owens being here. Here is the situation that really is shocking that Tim Kaine, you got to remember, this guy's a longtime senator from Virginia. He is the vice presidential candidate. Mike Pence beat him, I think, pretty badly in the vice presidential debate. He has a cat in the hat look about him. But yesterday, duking it out with Ted Cruz, the new line of Democrats is this. If you say our freedoms, our values come from the Creator, our laws are not where we get our inalienable rights, you are like being in Iran, that we're in a theocracy. Then. This is how perverted this is. We're talking of founding documents. So here's the exchange with Kaine making that point and then Ted Cruz responding.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God."
Yeah, would seem to be a pretty simple deal, right? This is amazing. And we're going to see if any number of other Democrats go down this path, which is to say, well, that's a theocracy. That's like Iraq. Well, American then is a theocracy. That's our founding document. Ted Cruz is spot on. Are they serious? They want to challenge that because somehow or another in the forefront of their mind, government is more important. Okay, one other cut, 855-839-1210, you get on board. This is the McDonald's CEO. This is cut 27. Chris Kempczinski, we'll call Dan in to look
at
this.
I'm going to say that's a Kempczinski.
Kempczinski, yeah, a Chinsky. Telling CNN he doesn't like Trump's no tax on tips because the other restaurants are able to get away with not paying their workers. He doesn't want to tip people at McDonald's. First of all, buddy, it's not a restaurant. Stop it already. It's like a vending machine, is how I would put it. How's that a restaurant? Well, welcome to our restaurant. Stop it already. So this is an attack. McDonald's anti the big, beautiful bill, the no tax on tips. That's unfair to them. Here's what he said.
The issue with no tax on tips is it only benefited those restaurants that have tips. So right now there's an uneven playing field between if you are a restaurant that that allows tips or has tips as part of your equation, you're essentially getting the customer to pay for your labor, right, and you're getting an extra benefit from no tips, no taxes on tips.
All right. So this idea now, again, something this powerful, something this helpful, we went through it yesterday. And here we go. Well, this is unfair to us. Oh, maybe we ought to be tipping people at McDonald's, but it's not really a restaurant, buddy. So maybe you ought to shut up about this. Or does he have a point in your view? That's right. Pay them a fair wage and you won't have to tip. No. The anti-tipping crowd, we've talked about this. Tipping is such a great talk radio subject. And the reason I think it is, and it always gets, we have so many people that have worked in professions where you've gotten tips. Maybe one out of two listening here have done it at some point in time. You might be working in it now. You might be a business owner and you understand it. And the other part is the beauty of it, you determining what you're going to tip based upon the service you got and any number of other factors. Isn't that why people like tipping and like this sort of thing? And McDonald's is not something where you're going to be tipping. We gave you yesterday all the people that you can tip. Remember, you can tip disc jockeys under the bill, but not radio disc jockeys. So, you know, there are things here where people lose out. But tipping is something that people like, without a doubt. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Trying to monitor George Paquetto as we're doing the show. Yesterday at about 2:53, he came on because he's the one that stopped SEPTA in their tracks. He said they should be penalized, contempt. It should be individually. Who is it that determined they were going to cause pain for Eagles fans? That's what they were going to do. It's a pittance in the grand scheme of thing for SEPTA to run this. And thank God FanDuel did jump in. That's all good. But why did they have to? The money is sitting there. We've been through this 100 times. They were going to do it to make a spectacle of it, to cause pain. That's what progressives do. But who is it that actually says do this? That appears to be hard to tell with this. And this is not over by a long shot. But in my view, Republicans are winning on this issue. There is no doubt that it's going their way. That's what's happening here as we speak, that Shapiro, Bradford, these others are open to a deal. It's the people in the House, radicals there that appear to be not open to it. The SEPTA board, who knows with those people. But they're not going to get their way. Republicans are not going to capitulate. Just give them a bag of money and let them continue their nonsense. Over $50 million they admit to in fares that are evaded every year. So it's probably $100 million. What are they going to do about it? What are they going to do about the special prosecutor and what he's supposed to do? And a million other things to have better service. All right, 855-839-1210. 1210. All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board. I asked on Twitter, and somewhat at the beginning of the show, KYW's 60th anniversary. We're all invited to a big event, I think it's September 17th, and it says cocktail wear. Now, with women, I have a sense of that. With men, several people on Twitter saying, Henry, that means khakis. I wouldn't wear a khaki. I don't care what the dress code is. I've never worn a khaki, Dockers or otherwise. They're horrible.
I disagree that they're horrible.
Oh, my God. The look is just...
I think khakis is almost underdressed for cocktails.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, yeah. But the khaki look is just... I don't know. It's supposed to be mainline or something. Dockers, you know, Seinfeld had a whole thing on it. At the bottom, they just don't flow to your ankle. They go too far over, and they just don't go with a suit jacket. I mean,
Yeah, unless you're in like a frat at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's a tough look.
We might do the side tomorrow. Armani died, I think it was overnight or early this morning, at the age of 91. And I would argue his name has stood the test of time for a suit. In any sitcom, anything, even Seinfeld, it's an Armani. That is seen as class. That is seen as the best. That's the thing that you want, without a doubt. So, you know, I don't want to do fashion faux pas again, but we might do something good with it. I don't think he'd be recommending khakis. All right. One tip of the hat. Over the years, I've had such good relationship, and we used to broadcast. If you can imagine, in November 11th, they do the big patriotic military parade out of media. And media, from, say, 20 years ago, media Pennsylvania to today, it's staggering, the improvement, both safety 30 years ago and the restaurants, the shops, the stuff that are there. And one man is mainly responsible, Bob McMahon, who's retiring after running it 33 years. Just a tremendous Vietnam veteran who did a lot on that. Way to go. And on paper, a Democrat. But it never appeared to me that he was certainly a Democrat in the way that we think of Democrats now. I guess at that time he was coaxed into being a Democrat out there. It was more advantageous in where he was. But he certainly is not somebody that goes down that line. And media is a testament to that. The Media Theater, our partner on several big events. I've done several there for speaker series, Politics and Pints, Geraldo, Huckabee. Rich has done something there. We did the recent thing with Jimmy Fallon and Rich there in November, I guess it was. It is quite a legacy. Way to go, Bob. Good stuff. I wish you would continue, because you really have created something there that's second to none. By the way, Tim Daly, who's a guy that does a great job at Pensbury. We used to play the solicitor out there. Sit down, Mr. Daly. You're gone, Mr. Daly. Makes a point that they're meeting tonight in Pensbury, and he calls it this Taj Mahal. $217.3 million. I'm not sure if it's a middle school or not. It's a school. I'll just say that till I look at this. And they're deciding to have what he says is the principal meeting tonight. Now, think about that. The school board meeting tonight, I don't know if it starts at 7 o'clock. I'm looking at the time here, but whatever time. Suspicious. I'm not a conspiracy guy. But of course, I'm not saying... If you have a regularly scheduled meeting on the Thursday night, the first week in the month, that you just cancel it because of the Eagles game. I get it. But maybe you have a more abbreviated meeting, and maybe you don't do, according to him, the big discussion on a $2.17 million Taj Mahal. Are they doing it intentionally? Well, you know the Pensbury School Board. They have been one of the most notorious, not just in the area, that in Central Bucks, in the country. They're unbelievable, the stuff they do. So how many people are going to go there tonight and duke it out over this $217.3 million Taj Mahal when the Eagles are on? That's preposterous. So whatever time they start, whatever they do, it does appear that what they're doing here is trying to tamp down opponents and others. So Pennsbury School District, come on. You got to do some routine business tonight. Go home, watch the Eagles, give people some ramp up time, the next meeting, something on a project that's $217.3 million. All right, Robert and Ben Salem's next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
Dom, is there any chance that you're going to get Curtis Sliwa on before the election up there in New York?
We try routinely, and I'm kind of mad about it, Robert, because I had a great relationship with him personally, professionally, and his people just say, well, he's just interested in national exposure or New York exposure. You know, we said we'd raise funds for your awareness, whatever. I mean, he's come on. I've been on with him over 50 times over the years, so we're trying.
Right. Okay. It would be good to hear from him because I'm thinking about, you know, Trump offering positions possibly to him and Eric Adams. Now, Eric Adams, I can see him taking it because his prospects in New York are done.
Well,
so the only way
we hear now,
fight another day.
We hear now, Robert, it's not just that they did offer it to him. That's what the reports are with Eric Adams. But again, doing all this to support Cuomo, who I think will lose to Madami anyhow, doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me either, but I'm looking at the motivations here, and I can see why Adams is doing it, but Curtis isn't going anywhere. And I'm going to tell you something, Dom. I really think it stinks that a Republican should have to step aside because the Democrats created a monster that they can no longer control. You know what I mean?
Well, I would think that the Trump administration ought to be behind Sliwa if they can get Adams out of there. And it's just Cuomo and Sliwa. I think Sliwa has a decent chance there.
Well, I think that Trump is kind of the kiss of death in New York. So Sliwa's walking a tightrope there. And Sliwa, I wouldn't say he's MAGA or anything like that, but he should stay in the race. And as you say, live to fight another day, because that's what Curtis Sliwa does, you know?
Exactly.
I don't think he should back out at all. But my answer to the side question, and my ideal anti-hero is someone who you want to root for because of his motivations or his sense of humor. And I'm going to go with Walter White from Breaking Bad. His motivations for getting into the trade were pure in my eyes because he wants to protect his family. And people will say, well, it brought out his bad side. But I would say that he was just adapting to the realities of the drug trade in order to follow through on what he wanted to do with his family. You know?
Oh, man, you're going down that line there. You know, you had me until that last little bit. That's so hard. You know, I'm in agreement. Anti-hero, he did what he did for his family in the beginning. But, yeah, got to think about it. He is an anti-hero, no doubt.
Have a great day, Donald.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob. All right, coming up, the great Ray Dittinger. Who else on the Eagles? I can't even say kickoff since it's a fraudulent thing, pretty much. We'll see tonight. Ask him about that. He's got that play coming up, or I'm not sure if it's even started yet. I know in September in Delaware about the hockey player. He'll lay that out. But nobody better than Ray Dittinger. And I'll ask him, Saquon Barkley, voted by the players in the most recent poll, number one in the entire NFL. And question to ask Ray is this. How do you make a mistake like that? You know, how do you not recognize the talent you have? I'm talking about the Giants. This is one of the most amazing things that we've seen right before our eyes to let them go in that situation. Whatever the cap and all the nonsense they say. Let's see what he says. Whether he thinks, well, what else could they do? Ray Dittinger next. And get in on the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.